Hi everyone, I'm here today with Jenny Byrne, who is a holistic chef. Jenny, we're so happy to have you here today and hear a little bit about what you do and what you whip up in the kitchen.
Thanks so much for having me, Charlotte.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about your background and how you came to be a holistic chef.
So my food journey, my cooking journey started a long time ago. I grew up cooking. My mom had us in the kitchen from when we were probably three or four. We were always had little knives and her friends thought she was crazy because she would let us use actual knives and sometimes we'd cut ourselves, but we learned. And both my brothers and I love cooking and we still cook every day. And now it's my business. And then when I was about 20, I started bussing tables at Chez Panisse, a really well-known farm-to-table restaurant in Berkeley, California. And I also started interning in the kitchen. So I'd show up at 7 in the morning, work for free until 3 p.m., and then I'd clock in at 4 p.m. as a busser. Yeah. And I did that off and on for about 3 years. And then I started working with one of the cooks at Chez Panisse who had branched off and started working with clients who had health issues. Mm-hmm. And so I would go to her house, prepare meals, and then we would deliver them. And a lot of her clients had gut issues, a variety of skin problems, and they worked with diet to help with these issues. So that's really the first day I showed up to work with her. Her name was Emily. That was the day I knew that I wanted to do this in some way, shape, or form, probably forever, but definitely for the next period of my life. So now that's what I do.
Yeah. So the restaurant industry, I mean, nothing like in your 20s being immersed like that between interning in a kitchen and doing the busing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, what a cool experience.
Yeah. It was a lot of work, but it was cool. And that place is an institution and it really, you know, from the ground up, you get to meet the farmers, you know, there are people who've been working there for 40 years.
Yeah.
So you really get to hear all the stories and really grow to appreciate all the parts of the process.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit how now you work with clients, how that works. And obviously, I mean, I know you're delivering and bringing meals, but again, I know not to reiterate what you just said that you did with Emily, but now what you're doing for clients is so unique than a standard chef that's, you know, bringing meals to homes.
Yeah, totally. So everything that I do is completely customized to the client's specific needs and preferences. So I work with a small number of weekly clients. Most of them I've been working with for 2.5 years. So every week I deliver them a set of lunches, dinners, some breakfasts and snack items. And they all have specific dietary restrictions. So it might be gut health they're working on, or they may have specific allergies or food sensitivity panels that we're just working to eliminate a variety of foods. And I think one of the main things I do is I help people find alternatives to their favorite comfort foods that they are really missing and they feel really sad about. So we find ways to like, okay, how can they have their version of pizza or how can they have their version of pasta that's really helping them with their health journey. So that takes a lot of time to get to know clients' needs in that way. So it might take up to a month. So 4 deliveries of back and forth of me asking them a long series of questions. So I have them fill out a questionnaire. And then they have to give me feedback. There's work on their end too. And the more honest they are, I tell them it's sort of like a Pandora playlist where if they thumbs up and thumbs down things, then I move in a direction so that I can know without asking them what they're going to want and what's going to suit their tastes and their needs. So.
Well, and I think a lot of people assume that healthy food, and I think we're getting away from this a little bit in the industry, but that healthy food doesn't taste good, you know, or can taste like cardboard or, and I think
crunchy granola.
Right. And I love, you know, I've had a lot of your food and I think that the taste you bring to it is just really, I've listened to clients that maybe are people that typically would be really hard to please. Mm-hmm. And you've been able, and maybe have that preconceived notion of like, oh, it's going to not taste good if I have to eat well, which is, you know, sort of an old school thought. And you do such a beautiful job of really, whether it's just, you know, a really simple dressing that you've made that, or like you said, the calzone, that pizza version that you do.
Yeah, yeah.
The desserts of when you're craving something that is, what are those brownies you make? I mean, those are amazing.
Oh yeah, those are really good.
Yeah. And, you know, using sweet potato instead. And I think that people make assumptions around that. And I love how you speak to the fact of really knowing and sort of personalizing to your client of, okay, this is what worked for her.
Yeah.
Or him being the client, and okay, this is what they like, so I can sort of, you know, use dates in this because they like this flavor or instead of the sweet. Or so what are some of your favorite recipes?
Oh my goodness. I have had a lot of fun, again, the comfort food thing where people really feel like they just want those staples in their life, but in a way that makes them feel good. I've had a lot of fun making cauliflower crust pizzas. I make them almost every week for clients, and I actually made one for myself this week.
Yeah.
And it was really delicious. I haven't tested it in a long time. A lot of recipes I test once to make sure that it's good, and then I just make it for clients weekly. Mm-hmm. And that's definitely been a favorite. I love that. I mean, I love making salad dressings. Mm-hmm. I think that, like you said, touching on what you were saying, is a lot of the food I make is really simple. I just use really good ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
I use really good olive oil from a farm in Italy. I try to get as much local produce as possible when it's in season. And so when you start with that quality, it can just be like a little bit of vinegar, a dab of Dijon mustard, and really good olive oil and salt. And that can be like the most delicious dressing you've ever had.
Right.
And I think that's something that when I teach people how to cook, it really is just prioritizing starting with the best ingredients, mm-hmm. and realizing that simplifies your cooking in a major way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You make another one that I think is so, and I love that, like, well, I know we've made the chicken before, mm-hmm. where the chicken is actually so simple, but then you've made this, the cilantro dressing,
yeah.
or the crushed olive.
Oh yeah.
Which is just so, like, to that point, if the olives are really fresh and really good, you don't really need to do a lot to them.
Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah. So I mean, and it's interesting, I was having this talk with someone else who's in, she does more weight loss and nutrition.
Yeah.
But weight loss in this really healthy way. And we were talking about relationship with food, and you bring up the comfort food piece, and it's sort of, right now, as we sit in this pandemic, all the jokes are sort of going around, particularly in the very beginning, and still now, the baking aisle's just being cleaned out, and people, pasta, and, you know, like, oh, making, someone was telling me that the number one hit on Amazon to buy was a pasta maker.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yes, so it's like people are sort of getting into the cooking and getting creative, some of them, and maybe some of them not.
Mm-hmm.
But that food is this amazing, fascinating, and really positive energy that we can bring to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But then she and I, of course, were talking about relationship with food and how some people, it's not always positive.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, what you do really is this creative art form, you know, working with food in the simplest of ways, as you said, that it doesn't have to be this complex, complicated recipe,
mm-hmm.
and bringing joy to people that otherwise are like, you know, maybe for time or diet reasons or whatever, that they're like, please prepare this for me. I want to eat well.
Yeah, totally. And I think that's one of the most rewarding parts of my job is I feel like a food fairy, and I, you know, I love cooking with people too. And I love cooking for myself and for my partner. But it's really pretty incredible to bring people healthful meals that they have, and they just need to dress them or reheat it, or not even reheat it and eat it cold out of the fridge, because they're all busy. Everybody's busy. Even now with the pandemic, most people I know are still able to work, thank goodness.
Yeah.
But it's just a little bit of relief there. And I think that it's really easy to get stuck just making the same couple of things. And so just to get that inspiration, I often find that things that I make for my clients, they'll then, when they do cook for themselves, they really feel more inspired to try something new.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, and it's such a gift. Think about, like, again, in the pandemic, or, you know, having lost my mother, you know, a natural thing a lot of people do is bring a meal to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And there is that piece of, relief that someone's cooked this, but there's also so much heart
mm-hmm.
involved in that process.
Yeah.
You know, there's like true, I always think, when my kids are like, "Mom, this dinner's so good," and let's say I've made something really simple, I'm like, "Well, I made it with love."
Yeah.
And I think there's such a difference of how you, I mean, let's, you could say this about anything in life, but how you approaches cooking, right?
Oh yeah.
If you're coming at it with like, "Oh, I just don't," then of course I do really believe in that sort of heartfelt, like, I mean, I'm a messy cooker, so my kitchen's not always tidy, but I kind of like that. It's like gardening to me. I like the mess of it.
Yeah.
And preparing. I don't like the cleanup.
Yeah. It's because you make a big mess.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that you can tie that into all of the people that you work with, right? Like the naturopaths, the acupuncturists, the herbalists, everybody brings so much heart into the way they work with their clients or their patients. And that makes a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I think something that I have been hearing from clients and friends over the course of the past couple months, with people going out so much less, not going to restaurants. Mm-hmm. And this is coming from somebody who, I am passionate about restaurants. Like I try to support really good restaurants.
Of course.
But everybody feels better because they're putting this energy and this love, even sometimes if it's rushed and they're taking care of the kids and they're working from home, they're still putting intention into that act.
Yeah.
And that's really meaningful for our bodies and for our spirits. I totally believe that. And restaurants are stressful places, and the people that are cooking for you, they don't see your face. They don't, mm-hmm. you know, it's a very anonymous experience.
Exchange, yeah.
Yeah.
That's an interesting point.
Yeah.
Well, as you know, I mean, in my family, four of my children love to cook in different capacities.
Mm-hmm.
And what it's also done is I've done a lot of looking up of recipes. Like I'll know that I have, because the grocery stores have been a little odd, but sometimes what you can find and what you mm-hmm. can't. So I'm like, all right, if I have a protein and I know I have these herbs or veggies, then I'll literally look up a recipe that involves those four ingredients or
yeah.
something. And what I find that's sort of fascinating with my kids and all of a sudden being home and there's less to do is one of them will come in. And at first I might be like, I tried to come up with the idea that we all rotated a night.
Yeah.
That everybody got to cook dinner. That didn't last very long. But what was sort of fun is that I'll notice, you know, like Liv will come up behind me and she'll just start wanting to cook, you know, mm-hmm. whatever it is. And I'll let her take over, or George will. And I think I love just what you started this whole interview with is that you really were raised, you know, being in the kitchen all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's like, I love that part that my kids are comfortable enough to come in and say, "Oh, that looks sort of fun."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I want to take over on cooking the rest of this, you know, lasagna or chicken pot pie or whatever it is that we've been having at home. So comfort foods. But it's fun to watch and observe it. And I really, you know, there's no barrier in even in the gender piece, which I think there's less of in today's time, but
mm-hmm.
you know, my sons would equally want to do that as much as my daughters.
Yeah.
Just having grown up in the kitchen, like you said, with your brothers and just,
oh, yeah.
you know, so tell me, here's a fun question. What do you think, is sort of your secret sauce in what you do?
I think that something I've learned over the years is it's a real art to do meal prep in terms of knowing what's going to hold well, mm-hmm. what things to keep separate so that when you combine them, everything is as crunchy it should be or as cooked as it should be. And that's something that I love doing. That to me is like an art project mm-hmm. where I figure out, okay, I write my menu. I say, this quinoa salad needs to have 3 containers, right? And they each get labeled and then you toss it together or you massage the kale. And I give clients instructions on how to do that stuff. So yeah. I think that that is something that things that I give clients aren't necessarily 100% ready to pop in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
They still have to do a little bit of the building.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they really love that. because they still feel engaged with the food they're eating. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? But
yeah,
they, they don't have to put all the work into it. So I think that that's definitely something that, I really enjoyed streamlining for clients.
Yeah. Well, and I was just thinking, as you were saying all that, again, being the recipient, fortunately, of your food at times, you do a beautiful job prepping it. Like, it is an art form, not just in your creative thinking, but in your presentation overall, like of your overall brand, as well as how the food is prepared and then delivered. So I think that is, I think that's a really good uniqueness you have.
Thanks.
And skill set.
Thanks. Yeah, it's fun. It's also been really interesting because, like any job or skill, we, the more we do it, the better we get at it and the faster we get at it. And so that's something that at first, you know, 7 years ago when I started doing this, mm-hmm. things took me maybe twice as long as they take me now. And I was a sloppier cook and now I'm a much cleaner cook. And you just see the progression of that. And learning to be patient with myself has been a real, I think, gift.
Yeah,
through this work. And that obviously translates to other parts of my life. So
yes,
I'm grateful for that too. Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad we had the time today on this beautiful day. It's not raining and it's sunny that we got to see each other.
Thanks so much, Charlotte.
Thank you, Jenny.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.